Hey guys, welcome to Raunchy Thoughts. My name's Annette and my co-host Enrique.
Hey guys.
Alrighty, so Father's Day.
I already messed up. I done tapped on the table.
You just should have seen his face.
Can't take me nowhere.
Oh my god. So this weekend is Father's Day. So we just kind of wanted to make a podcast, you know, honoring fathers and men around the world. Yes.
And we're naming it Daddy Issues.
Since y'all love to talk about daddy issues.
Daddy, eye popping.
And make it seem like it's about us, but really it's about your daddy.
Daddy. Y'all know we gotta make this shit nasty.
Alrighty, so the first topic is men's mental health.
Yeah, because I'm batshit crazy.
I mean, obviously, obvio. But on a more serious note, a lot of men suffer from depression, but they don't really like to admit it because they don't like talking about their emotions.
Yes.
They rather keep it in, which kind of leads, you know, to other issues such as, you know, toxic masculinity. And I'm just kind of going over all of our topics right now because they kind of co-mingle with one another. But as a guy, do you think, because you have more interactions with men, right?
Yeah.
So do you think that men have more mental issues than your girlfriends or your guy friends versus your girlfriends?
I mean,
well, not more per se, but, you know, just as much. Like, it's just as relevant.
Well, it goes back to, like, it goes into the whole topic about holding their emotions in. Mm-hmm. Now, I can say that, of course, coming from, you know, Latin background.
Yes, Latinos, very masochista.
Machos. Very machos. They don't like to show their feelings. They don't like to express how they're feeling.
It's not seen as manly to do that.
Yeah, like it's really not. Like, you can't show how you're feeling. So, you know, it's very tough because, like you said, it does lead to mental issues, mental health, and not just mental but physical. Like, I know, like, it'll lead to, for one, it leads to depression. Then from depression, it leads to, like, you end up with, like, high blood pressure or low blood pressure.
Of course, your mental health has a lot to do with your physical health.
And then, you know, and then it ends up going into diabetes, you know, like, your blood sugar levels, your cholesterol levels, your heart. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, it just leads to all kinds of stuff. So, you know, of course, and men are just afraid to show how they're feeling. Me personally, I don't give a shit.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm
ever
speak
in
out.
The past, did you, like, have difficulties getting there, though? Like, or were you always, like, kind of, like, roll everything off your shoulder, don't care to show how, you know, like, you weren't afraid to show how you feel?
So, you know, of course, like I said, growing up in a Latin family, I know growing up with my dad, when I was coming out of the closet, it was very hard for me. It was very hard for me to show any kind of emotions because in a Latin family, you're kind of not allowed to show emotions.
Right, as a guy, right?
Yes, because you're supposed to be a tough dude. You're not supposed to. You're supposed to be made out of stone, like just stone and metal, like a robot. Like, you're just, you don't have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I really had to hide a lot of feelings. Like, I had to lie. I had to hide when I had, like, feelings towards a guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I wasn't allowed to tell anybody that I was gay.
Right.
And so my family didn't know yet. You know, but it all falls back to, you know, being grown as a macho. So I can honestly say that did lead to depression.
Yeah, I feel like misogyny hurts both men and women.
Yeah.
Since this podcast is focused on men, I'm going to just focus on how men suffer from misogyny, which is aka machismo in the Latin community.
Yes.
They do have to hold their emotions in. And, you know, I feel like it affects people when they hold stuff in and they don't have someone they trust to talk to. It's just like, you can't always be strong. You have to let it out, and sometimes, you know, you just have to cry it out.
Yeah, you do.
When you feel like, me personally, when I feel overwhelmed and I'm feeling like depressed, and when I cry it out, the next day I feel like 1,000 times better.
Yeah,
because you just kind of, like, let it out, let it
sometimes
go.
You just have to, man.
Yeah, and that's okay. And I feel like men aren't given that space to just you know, feel what they feel.
And also, it, you know, it kind of sucks too, because, not all women, but a lot of women don't let men feel that way.
No, because and society I agree with
has
you.
Let it grown to men being very strong and men aren't allowed to cry. And if a man cries, then he's not a real man, you know, like, right. You know, and that sucks because, you know, now men are forced to keep it in. Not only did they do it on their own, but now they're forced to keep those feelings mm-hmm. in because if they show them, then they're weak.
Right. And men, you're not weak for showing how you feel. Or mm-hmm. if you're sad or if you're down, like, you're not weak. You're nope. human. And
we're, that's, yeah.
you know, every one of us, we go through that, right? Mm-hmm. So, me personally, I like to let all my guy friends know that I'm there for them yeah. if they ever want to talk, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's one of the issues that I've noticed in mm-hmm. the guy community,
yeah,
friends or whatever, is guys don't understand the concept of friendship. And like yeah. talking about their feelings, they rely on their significant other
yeah.
to how do you say how do I put this in words to like talk to like desahogarte de tus emociones, you know, uh-huh.
like so, just let out your emotions with your significant other,
right? So like for straight mm-hmm. men, usually the way they let their vulnerability down is with their significant other that they're yeah. sexually active with. They're not really like emotionally vulnerable with their guy friends yeah. or, you know, so I feel like a lot of guys confuse friendship with sexual interest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that also hurts the guy community because then women don't want to be friends with y'all because, yeah. well, not y'all because you're yeah, gay, yeah. but with certain guys.
Thank you.
Because... because they, you know, they use the terms like friend zone and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But really, women are just trying to be there for you as mm-hmm. an outlet, you know, as a friend, because, you know, that's what women do for each other.
Yeah.
You know, they're there to for you to talk, to let your emotions out. You yeah. know, if you're feeling mad, angry, whatever.
Yeah.
We're there to support each other as girlfriends. And that's what we try to do.
And that's why gay men get along with women, because right. gay men, for one, aren't afraid to show their feelings. Mm-hmm. And two, gay men aren't trying to sleep with women. So if straight men could learn the same concept, then y'all be in a perfect world. But, you know,
it's not the fact that men try to sleep with women. It's just that some men,
yeah.
they confuse you trying to be yeah. their friends with sexual interests. Like they don't understand platonic
yeah.
friendship. You mm-hmm. know, mm-hmm. they just think it's like a sexual
yeah, connection
interest. Mm-hmm. But it's, and I feel like that's because they let all their emotions in, and you can yeah. be emotionally vulnerable with your friends, yeah. not only with your significant other.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you do need that outlet from outside your significant other too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, see, like, because what I do notice that my dad does say a lot is he's like, and he says this in Spanish, he's like, nuestros asuntos son nuestros asuntos, no hay que mm-hmm. discutirlos con nadie más. But the thing is like,
my dad does too.
You know, but the thing is yeah, your business is your business and nobody else's, but if you're having a hard time controlling whatever emotions they're causing, then you have to go to somebody else and talk. Like, I'm not paying for a fucking therapist. You got me all sorts of fucked up. Like, I can do the same shit with a therapist that I can do with a friend.
Hold on. But no, I disagree with you there, friend, because a therapist is certified and they know how to help you mm-hmm. to whereas where your dad is coming from, there's some people that want to cause harm than yeah. do good.
Yeah.
So when you're going to a therapist, you know, they're helping you cope with your emotions, yeah. go through with them. They're listening to you. Mm-hmm. They're not listening to gossip, chismear.
Yeah.
They're not gossiping they're not listening to hurt you.
Yeah.
But they're genuinely listening to you, and they're giving you a action plan that you need to follow. You need to do, when you see a therapist, you need to do the work.
Yeah.
You know? And so men, if you need to see a therapist, there's many price ranges out there. So do not be afraid to go see therapists. But yeah.
No, go to a therapist. I won't.
Please, some of y'all.
I'll go chismear. No,
well, you have me, so
but see, I don't blame. But the thing is also you gotta know what friends you can confide into. Because if you're just confiding into like a friend you just met like last week and mm-hmm. you're going to talk to them for advice, like that's not a real friend, you know, like it has to be like a close friend.
I mean, but people lose friends all the time.
Yeah.
Look at me. How many like close friends do I not talk to now?
Yeah.
You know, it happens, you know, to yeah. where a therapist, of course, like sometimes your therapist moves or they move clinic, they get out of network from your insurance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're paying that person for a service and, you know, they're certified. That's my thing. It's like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They have experience in helping people going through, because there's certain things that your friends can't help you with.
Yeah.
Like if you lose your mom or your dad or your family member, friend, you know, like I can be there for you.
Yeah.
But I won't know how to help you or give mentally. You the tools to help you grieve, right?
Yeah.
So it just depends on your situation as well too.
Hmm. Yeah. Totally understandable. Yeah. It does depend.
On the mental health. So that's mental health. And then we're gonna go to suicide rates. So I forgot to look up the statistics on it, but I think there's like a higher rate of suicide of male suicides versus female suicides.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that that has to do with the talking.
I can see that too. I can. So, I mean, there's many ways that that can go. I do see that it's more common for a man to commit suicide than a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it does, I would say it does have to do with talking to somebody, because a lot of men don't want to talk. I think it also has to do with, this can go so many ways. I think it also has to do with, like, because men can be dogs. And, you know, men can be dogs, and men could go out and do what they're not supposed to be doing when they have something at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, every now and then a woman will get, like, women will get tired of that.
Of course.
And men think that it's just a given. You know, that it's just something that's, you know what I mean? Like, she's going to be there still. She's going to be there still. She's going to be there
still. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was thinking about that. Because women, the reason I feel like women are more forgiving is because, again, we talk about our emotions. Yeah. We talk it out with our girlfriends. Mm-hmm. We go through those emotions that we have to go through, and then we get over it.
Yeah.
Men don't do that.
Yeah, they don't.
Men never get over it.
They just keep it in.
Yeah, they just keep it in. At least most men, not all men.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you know, like, these men, like, sometimes they'll be in love with that one woman that they're with, right? But mm-hmm. they still feel the need to step out of the family and do whatever they want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once the woman decides to leave, that's when they go batshit crazy now. And then they end up committing suicide.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it also goes back to they don't have somebody to talk to. Or this is probably the time they'll start talking to somebody. But they expect results. They expect the women to come back after talking. But that's not the case.
Right.
You know, like, it's not. And I know I'm making this into, like, a depressing-ass podcast. But it's all about men talking suicide.
It's not a depressed topic. It's a topic that needs to be talked about. The guys need to realize that, you know, it's a new time.
Mm-hmm.
You have that outlet. You have multiple outlets.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And
talk to people. Don't be afraid to talk, guys, because we all are human. We all have emotions. We all need somebody to talk to. And I know it's hard to talk to people about your feelings, but you should be able to talk to somebody. Like, there's somebody out there that will listen. Even if it's not a friend, it'll be a therapist.
Just because that person that you're letting yourself be vulnerable to doesn't have a romantic or sexual interest in you does not mean that they don't care about you.
Yeah.
They just don't see you that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay too, because there's someone out there for everybody.
Yes, there is.
All the millions of people in the world.
Yes. Toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity. So that goes back to what you were saying, where guys feel entitled to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like it affects them and affects the people around them, mm-hmm. you know, because they're not really thinking things through. They're just like, I feel like I should have this, you know.
Because,
you know, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, it's fine. You're fine. What did you still want to talk about? I can never talk. This happens in every podcast. do you want to go to the next topic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the next topic is prostate cancer. So I know a lot of men are afraid to do a physical exam to get a prostate cancer test. I don't know a whole lot about it. I don't know. I mean, I get my physical every year.
Mm-hmm.
before I got this new doctor, I would get literally like the full physical where they would like check the prostate and everything.
It depends on your doctor.
It depends on the doctor. Mm-hmm. It really does, because a lot of doctors won't do the test if you're under a certain age.
Right. And now, it also depends on your family history and yes. your insurance.
Yes. It definitely does. I do recommend people to get the prostate exam, only because, you know, you sometimes won't get the symptoms like early. So I think it's best to get everything checked from top to bottom, just to be on the safe side, because you never know when it's going to hit you. Right. You know, you'd rather catch it early than catch it late, yes. because the later you catch it, the more risky it is. And you don't want to be in that situation. You know, like I said, I get mine done every year only because I want to be on the safe side. Mm-hmm. I know I have good insurance though, but that shouldn't be what holds you back, guys, because, you know,
it is part of your annual. Some mm-hmm. doctors recommend you doing it once every 3 years. Again, yeah. it depends on your family history. If your dad or grandfather has ever had prostate cancer, you might need it every year.
Yeah.
So just talk to your doctor, talk to your insurance. Don't be afraid to have a finger up your butt.
Yeah, don't.
Because it's not about sexuality. It's about your mm-mm. health.
Yep.
And your but health is important.
Coming from a gay man, let me tell you. Ejaculation with prostate massaging is like the best fucking orgasm you can ever get.
I don't know why guys are so scared.
I don't either.
Of, you know.
I don't either.
Of like, that, because, I mean, it's sexuality, you know? Just because you have a finger up your butt doesn't mean you're gay.
It doesn't make you gay. It does not. So let me tell you, and you don't need a whole goddamn finger up your asshole, okay? All you need is look at your pinky finger. Look at your pinky finger. Now, all you need is that first part of your pinky
to go. Mine is longer than yours.
Yeah, girl, because you got a nail. You don't want nails up your butt, I'm just saying. But I'm saying, like, you know, like your pinky finger, you know where the first crease is, where your pinky bends? That's all you need to go into your rectum to massage your prostate. And your prostate is going to be located literally.
Sex education, guys.
Literally, it's located between your asshole and your balls. That little area that you have right there, what do they call it? The crotch?
I don't know.
The crotch or the... I don't know what they call it.
The gouache or something. I know exactly what you're talking about.
They call it a grotch or a...
The gooch. It's like G-O-O-G-C. Yeah. No, G-O-O-C-H.
The guy cooch. The guy cooch. It's a gooch.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a gooch. So your gooch area, that's literally right where your prostate is. So I'm just saying, guys, like, don't be afraid to try it, because believe me, you're going to be in fucking heaven if you try it.
I mean, guys don't really need help in the ejaculation area. What y'all need to study is where the clitoris is, okay?
I mean, but see, some guys haven't had that specific orgasm, I'm just saying. Like, guys have jacked off and had sex, but they haven't.
So it's a different type of feeling?
Yeah, like, it's literally, like, it's a really good orgasm, I'm just saying. Like, if you're scared to try it in front of your girlfriend or anything, just go to the bathroom.
Well, also, a lot of girls are not open to ass play.
Yeah, yes, they are not. They are not. But girls, if you like your cooch to be, your clit to be played with, that man would like his asshole to be played
with,
too.
But here's the thing. Guys don't do it right. So why would I explore more options for his ejaculation if I'm not getting my orgasm?
You got to teach him.
Who has time to teach every fling? Who?
You gotta teach them. That you just if they ain't doing it right, you gotta teach them.
See, some guys are not teachable either. See, they get all insulted and booty hurt when you try to explain and direct them.
That's exactly why I'm gay, because I know what a man likes, and a man knows what I like. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know,
I cannot even fathom trying lesbianism, to be honest.
Girl, I don't know how we came to this topic.
I don't know. And this is not even about men.
It's about men. You go please your daddies. Well, not you know.
I don't call them daddies.
Not
I
that way.
I got a dad.
Not that way. You know what I mean? Go please. If you got kids, go please your
you ain't taking care of me financially.
Go please your kids' daddies.
Especially, I ain't calling you daddy.
What I mean, you for? Know. I mean, you know. I do sometimes. It just depends.
But depends, you get taken care of, bitch.
Yeah, you show. Wait, okay. What do you mean taken care of?
You get taken care of.
Oh, in that way. Okay. Not financially yet.
Yet. You see how he casually threw that yet? And he calls me spoiled.
Well, bitch, I spoil you. What are you talking about? No, but yeah, so we'll stop talking about
sexuality,
assholes and balls. But yes, guys, so make sure you get your prostate checked either every year or every 3 years, whatever the doctor recommends you to do. But I mean, at least try it once in a while, because you don't want to be in that situation where you end up with prostate cancer without knowing you had it because you waited until the last minute. I don't know what age they start doing it. I think they start doing it in mid-30s, right? Or mid-40s.
With guys, I don't know.
I think it's either mid-30s or mid-40s when they start checking guys, or mm-hmm. when they recommend you to. I'm in my late 20s, and I've already started because I just want to be on the safe side. I don't want to be caught by surprise.
Yeah.
You ain't catching this bitch by surprise.
So
fuck
prostate
you, prostate cancer.
So is prostate cancer like a hereditary?
Yeah. Hereditary?
Yeah, that works.
Yes, it is hereditary. I really don't know what the symptoms are. I think they say that some of the symptoms are it's hard to pee. Like it's hard for you to start peeing, and I think it burns for you to pee. That's one of the symptoms.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the others are, but...
But you can't get prostate cancer from, like, sexual activities right?
No, okay. It's... I mean,
the reason I asked, because HPV cancer, a lot of those are, like, sexual activities.
Yeah.
It's how men get it.
Yeah.
So men carry HPV virus, but they don't show through blood, urine, semen. They don't test positive for HPV.
Yeah.
Until they show like the cancer symptoms or something like that.
Yeah.
Or their partner and women test positive for it.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, you guys. You guys have to go get your annuals done, get your blood work done,
get
STDs.
All of them. Yes, everything.
Every six
everything.
Months, you should be STD testing.
Yes.
Especially
if
you
you're
have
having
multiples.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
at
I mean,
least
even
once a year.
Even if you're in a relationship, you just never know.
Yeah, you don't know. But, no, prostate cancer is not something you get. I think I'm not sure exactly how true it is, but I think that one of the things that also causes men to have prostate is if they don't ejaculate. I think that could be partially a cause of it too, because your body's meant to release your fluids, and so if you're holding in semen, I would think that it play part of it too, you know, because men are horny. Like, men are just we can't help it, you know what I mean? Like, we just get random boners just whenever, you know what
so
I mean?
So do y'all not think that women get horny, or what is this?
No, I mean, I'm not saying women aren't, but I'm just saying men got fluids to let out. I'm just saying,
so
like,
do women. You don't know.
I mean, you know. So I mean, you know, it's just it's just a thing, you know. Like, we have to let it out.
Ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
Ain't nothing but a chicken wing, y'all. But yes, so just make sure you get your prostate checked.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, and your mental health.
Mental health, everything. Just, you know, don't be afraid to talk. Don't be afraid to get checked.
Yep. Do stuff for yourself and your mental and physical health.
Yes.
Okay. And then on that note, we're going to also go lighter and talk about our favorite memory with our fathers.
Yes.
And you can go first.
Oh, I was just going to tell you to go first. I have so many good memories, though.
Me too.
So I will say one memory. It's a little sad, but it's a good memory. You know, like, it's a memory that I will remember forever from my dad, you know, like, so of course my parents are divorced. And they've been divorced since I was 2 months old. My dad would always pick us up from my mom's house for every holiday, for every vacation. And we'd spend our vacations, like, we'd spend our summers with my dad. And, you know, we had a good time. We would have a really good time. Like, my dad would take us to Mexico for the summers. And that's how I learned how to speak Spanish. Because he would leave me there, like, and make sure that I learned the language. So, in one of the trips that he was taking us back home, I think I don't think Gary was crying, but I was, because I was sad to leave my dad, right? You know, because it's hard, you know, you only get to see this person for so long, mm-hmm. you know, it's definitely hard. So on the way to my mom's house to be dropped off, this is when my mom lived in Victoria and my dad has always lived in Houston. I was sad, I was crying, and I think my dad had asked me what's wrong, and I was like, well, I'm sad that I'm gonna be leaving, that I'm not gonna get to see you anymore.
Right.
And so my dad grabbed my hand and he was just like, it's gonna be okay, you'll see me again. And so he looks down at me just to let me know that it's okay, and I look back up at him and I noticed that my dad was crying, and that was the first time I ever seen my dad cry. Like, mm-hmm. I had never seen my dad cry, and you know, my dad doesn't show emotion. Like, he does not show emotion unless he's drunk. He will not talk to me deep. He won't have a deep. Yes, he will not have a deep conversation with me unless he's drunk. But you know, that day, like, I was like, oh my god, like, you know, it was a touching moment, because mm-hmm. you know, like, I've never gotten to see that side of my dad, you know.
Right.
So that was a nice story, you know.
Right. It was just touching because yes. you saw how much he cared.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. My favorite memory is not that deep. No, some of my favorite memories with my dad are when he was like a little more loose, because my dad is like kind of a serious guy. Again, he's Mexican, so he doesn't show emotion.
He is very serious.
Yeah, and everything has to be serious. When we would eat, we couldn't talk at the dinner table. he's a very, like, just to say, he's a very serious guy. So when we would go on vacation, or we would, so the vacation spot that we liked to go to was Destin, Florida at the time. So he took us 1 year, and he got a beach house, and he took us deep sea fishing. So that's my favorite memory with my dad, is when I went deep sea fishing, because he showed me how to fish. Yeah. And he was like, so when my dad teaches you how to do something, you better get it right on the first time, and you better anticipate what the fuck he wants. Or else you're gonna get not
thrown
yelled
off
at
the boat.
No, but mumble dad, like, he mumbles at people.
Oh yeah.
He grumbles and mumbles.
I hate mumbling. Oh my, I hate mumbling.
So, anyways, he was very patient on that trip, on showing us how to fish. So that's one of my favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, I still to this day always are like, when are we going to go deep sea fishing?
Yeah.
Because it was just one of my favorite memories. And then the other times are like, he bought me and Jenny Jeeps.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandma and grandfather have kind of like a pretty big land in their house.
Yeah.
So he would like let us ride around in the Jeeps, and it's just like fun seeing my dad when he's having fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him having fun?
I don't think so. No, I think I've seen him a couple times playing soccer when I've gone to your family house, your
playing
family's
soccer
party.
He don't play soccer.
No,
no,
I could have sworn he was playing soccer out there with the kids.
He plays volleyball.
Oh, that's probably what I saw him play. Because I've been to a couple of your family's parties, and he is very serious, like, shows like no facial emotions. And when I come over, he's like, hi Enrique, and he shakes
very,
my hand.
He's very odd.
Yeah, very odd, like
very just, awkward.
Yes,
that's where I got my social skills from.
Yeah, like at first I thought he was just like always mad. Like, I was always like, is your dad mad because I'm here?
I'm like, no, he's just serious.
No, that's just his face.
Oh my god, I just thought of a story.
What story?
Do you have another
please
story
us,
you
please tell
say?
Us I can talk out. I don't want you to forget your story, just come on with it.
So my old friend Lydia, she mm-hmm. would spend the night over a lot in high school, and
okay, can you get the story out, or are you just gonna keep it?
One time we were in the restroom, I don't know what we were doing in the restroom, we were playing with hair dye, like temporary hair dye, and Lydia accidentally sprayed some on the wall, right? And so I was like, Lydia, because again, my dad is serious, so I was freaking out, you know, that it was going to be permanently on the wall. So I was like, Lydia, what did you do? Da, da, da. And so like Lydia was like freaking out, she's like, oh my god, I'm sorry, and then she goes, she spits on the fucking wall. Right? And so as she's spitting on the wall, my dad passes by to see what's going on. And I could see in slow motion, like, the spit going on the wall and my dad's face, like,
ooh. Oh my God. I can just imagine your dad's emotions, like,
dude. And then Lydia turns to see him, just like, oh my God. She's like, I'm so sorry, Mr. Lino. And she starts wiping the wall. And I'm dying of laughter at this point. Like, oh my God.
What did he say?
He was just like, you should. He didn't say anything, actually. Just
did he just looked and walked away?
Yeah, he was just like.
He's like, I don't think I belong here. Let me just keep. I'm not even going to ask questions.
And that will take care of it.
I can just imagine your dad, like, because he's really serious. Like, he's very serious. Like, it's crazy. My God.
I saw everything in slow motion. It felt like I was in a movie. Till this day, that story makes me laugh.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. That is very hilarious. So, oh my God.
I'm like, really? You got a sink right in front of you, but you had to spit on the wall.
She didn't know what to do. Girl. She did not know what to do.
What about you? You have another story?
Oh, I mean, you know, honestly, like, I don't remember a lot of my childhood. Mm-hmm. I really don't. The only thing I remember is my dad going to my room every single morning to jump on the bed, like, every weekend. Because, you know, like, we got up early Monday through Friday for school. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday and Sunday were the days that we really wanted to sleep in.
Not in a Latino house.
Nope. Nope. He would go into our rooms and tickle our feet. Mm-mm. Or he'd jump on the bed and, like, he'd jump on the bed and shake it and, like, wake up. And if we wouldn't get up, he'd pull the blankets off of us. But he would, like, jokingly do it. Like, he wouldn't do it in a malicious way. Like, he would just to joke around, you know, just to bullshit with us.
Yes.
Because he would want us up. And once we'd get up, it's like, we're not doing anything. Like, why did you wake us up? Like, why?
What was the reason? Have you seen that Cardi B meme? Like, what was the reason?
I have not seen it. Damn. Oh, my God. Okay. So, let me tell you about this one funny story. So, you know, in high school, I would go out because, you know, I was older than everybody else because I graduated late. So I would go out to clubs and stuff, right? And my dad would want me to be home by 12 o'clock. Now, mind you, my dad loves to be out in the street and not get home until like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, right? And he's married. Girl, and he's married, okay? But that's when he would come home. Well, he would tell me every time, if you're going to go out, you have to be home by 12 o'clock. I said, but Dad, that's when shit gets good. What are you talking about? And so he's like, well, you got to be here by 12 o'clock. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, I'll be here at 12 o'clock when you decide to be here at 12 o'clock. And he would get so mad at me because I'm just a little asshole. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just a little asshole. And so one time he didn't go out. And I did. And so, you know, I'm pretty clever. At least I think I am, right? So when I left my window unlocked. Mm-hmm. I left one of the living windows room windows unlocked. I left another room window unlocked. I didn't only leave one unlocked, okay? And he didn't think about checking the windows. Mm. Well, of course, I have a key to get into the house. But he locked the doors with both locks, which I have a key to both locks. But he decided to put a chair to brace against the door so that...
Trifling.
Yeah, so that I couldn't get in. And he did it to both doors, right? Little did he know that I had three windows unlocked. I just came in through the window. And he thought that I slept outside, right? So once he got up, I just walked out of my room like nothing. And he's like... His eyes were like, what the fuck? He didn't even check in the room to see if I was there. Because I didn't move the chairs, girl. I left the chairs right where they were. Just so that he can think I was outside. I said, "Hey, Dad, good morning." I was like, I kid you not, after I walked into the bathroom, I just started laughing. I was like, this man is a damn fool. He thought I was stupid. Please. Girl, you ain't getting me. Oh, man.
So I also want to do a little shout out to my stepdad, because him and my mom have been together for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
He's very respectful. You know, he's a good parent.
Yeah.
My favorite memory with him is him always taking us to Shipley's Donuts.
Oh my gosh.
Every Sunday.
¿Otro donita, Ned?
No.
No.
Gracias.
Mejor otro pastelito.
Okay. Pastelito, sí.
Yeah.
Con cafecito.
Con cafecito.
Yes, but that's my favorite memory with my stepdad. It's always... Oh, and my stepdad showed me how to catch jaivas.
Oh.
So... My dad taught me fishing, and he taught me how to do the crop stuff.
The crabs?
Crabs, yeah.
Hmm.
So.
That's nice. Yeah, well, my stepdad's pretty cool, too. I didn't really get to spend much time with him, because mm-hmm. I've been with my dad since I was, like, 10. But he is an amazing man, and I can really say he's an amazing man, because he... is with my mom, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And not just with my mom, but, you know, my mom had 5 boys of her own and adopted 6 more. So he went ahead and took in all of these kids as his own.
Yeah.
You know, so it takes a strong person to do something like that, you know. So he's a really good guy, because yes. he could have easily walked away.
Right. But, like, those are my kids, or treated them like crap. You know, there's a lot of step parents that.
Yeah. Oh, and he, believe me, he defends these kids. These kids. He says these kids are his.
Yeah.
So they're his kids, you know, and they protect him and defend him as well, the same. So
yes.
It's definitely, he's a good guy.
Yep. And that's definitely our favorite stories with our dads. If yes. you guys want to post on Facebook post or on Twitter, what is your favorite memory with your dad?
Yes.
Or husband, if you have a husband, that's, I don't know, whatever.
Whatever he is to you.
Your baby daddy.
Your baby daddy, your sugar daddy, your daddy, daddy. Your father. Whatever you
your
want.
Your baby's father, as Cardi B says.
Your baby's father. Father. Okay.
Father.
But yes, so we'll just go ahead and wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Make and then wrap have it an up. Event. If you don't wrap it up, you will end up with the baby daddy.
Okay.
Anybody you'll end up with a father.
You are the father.
Yes. So, again, guys, I'm going to go ahead and announce that my uncle will be having a... he's going to be having a benefit. My uncle actually has bone cancer. And so we're throwing a benefit for him at the... Let me pull it up, because I totally lost it. It's going to be at the Chill Spot Daiquiris To Go in South Houston. The address is 802 Winkler, South Houston, Texas, 77587. And I'll go ahead and post this on our Twitter, on our Twitter account, if you didn't get that address. The event will be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
There will be food and there will be daiquiris. Like I said, this benefit is to raise money for my uncle's cancer treatments that he's receiving and his stem cell transplant that he received already. And I really appreciate you guys if y'all can come out and check it out. I'll be there, definitely serving plates from 3 to 5. So come out and check it out and meet and greet me in person if you haven't met me before. And Annette's going to be supplying us with 2 cakes too.
2 cakes.
Pastelitos.
Pastel.
Yes.
I might stop by.
Will you?
Yeah.
Well.
I'll stop by.
You might get to meet both of us in person if you haven't. The two raunchy thoughty thoughts. So yes, guys. So come on. Check us out. What did...
That's not this podcast. That was Lad Pascal.
Oh my gosh.
He mixed up the podcast.
All right. Yeah. All right, guys. So if you'd like to tweet us, you can go ahead and find us at Raunchy Thoughts, which is RAUNCHY, capital T, capital H, capital O, capital T, capital S. That's Raunchy Thoughts on Twitter. And if you'd like to support me on my other platforms that I have YouTube at Enriquez Do It Myself. I have Facebook at Enriquez Do It Myself. I have Instagram at Enriquez Do It Myself. And I have Twitter at Enriquez DIM. All right, guys. Thanks for listening in. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are listening. And happy Father's Day to all of your fathers or your husbands that you ladies are affiliated with.
Please don't do that. Happy Father's Day to me because I'm a good mom and play both roles. It's not about you, boo. It's about the daddies out there.
You can't get prostate cancer, so it's not for you.
Let them have their low day.
Yes, let them because y'all got one too many days. Y'all got Mother's Day. No, you did not. Y'all got Valentine's Day. What? How dare you interrupt this podcast?
It's pill time. I don't want a daddy of my own.
Yes. Okay.
I'm gonna be on Maury.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, it's pill time, guys. So bye.
Bye. Not pill time for me. Bye.